Good morning, Agat Chodesh. Continuing with Perek Ches, Maseches Kalayim, we're discussing the halachas of Klai Behemus. So again, this is not, we mentioned briefly the halachas of when you'll mix two animals together, the Klai of breeding two animals together. Now we're discussing the halachas of working two animals together. So Mishnah Dalad starts, in Kaishrin is a sus, you cannot tie a sus, loy litzidide akarain, loy la'achar akarain. One would think that the only problem is to tie a chamar, donkey, and a horse, or a horse and an ox, whatever it is, would be only at the front of the wagon because that's where they're pulling it. So one would say, you know what? It's okay to tie it to the side of the wagon or the back of the wagon. And says the Mishnah, no, you can't even tie it to the side of the wagon or the back of the wagon. And the way that the Rav explains this is lefi shepa amim hasus she'achar akarin doichav hasakarin manhiga begufay. It seems like a horse has become accustomed to pushing the wagon. That's his job, and he knows that's his job. So when he's in front of the wagon, he pulls it. If you put him behind or on the side of the wagon, he's going to make whatever effort he can to push the wagon as well. So ultimately, you have a horse doing work together with a cow, or together with an ox, or with a donkey, and that would be the problem. The Mishnah continues, V'layas ha-luvdikin la-gamalim. You cannot tie luvdikin to gamalim. Luvdikin seem to be some type of very strong donkey. I don't know exactly how it would be defined in English, or what the word would be, but ultimately it seems like it's a very strong donkey, and the halach is you can't tie it to gamalim, because they have certain similarities to gamalim. Someone would have thought that they are the same thing as gamalim, so the Mishnah says you can't tie them together. Yehuda Omer, Yehuda has a rule. If you're born from a horse, you're a horse. Whether your father was a horse, your father was a donkey, your father, whatever your father was. If your mother was a horse, you're a horse. So therefore, whoever was born, or whatever was born from a horse, is mutter to be together with another horse, another child of a horse. And he continues, if whatever is born from the female chamar is a chamar, even if its father is a different species. Ultimately, the bottom line is, he says, we go after the mother. Just like in Judaism. If your mother's Jewish, you're Jewish. So when it comes to animals, if your mother's a horse, your mother's a donkey, you're a horse or a donkey. But he continues, so again, we don't go after the father. If let's say both of these had a father who was a horse, and happens to be one of their mothers was a chamar, and one of them was a sus, a horse, that would be a problem because, again, we go after the mother. In other words, it's a very long, elongated sentence to say that we always go after what the mother is when it comes to a horse and a donkey. Mishnah continues, Haprutiyos asuris. Haprutiyos, it seems like it's some type of a identity ambiguity. I don't know exactly how it would be defined other than that. It seems like you just can't identify what exactly its mother was based on its physical signs. It's not easily identifiable. So you can't even bring the two of them together because we don't know. It's kind of like an andragans. If you don't know, or a tumtum, you don't know what the identity of this is. What is it? So since this one can't be defined, the other one, similar to it, can either be defined, so they're usur. V'aramach, a ramach is, it seems like it's, quote from the Rav, it's one min, and they come from a horse. Again, I don't know exactly what this looks like, but they're mutter because ultimately they're the same min. Now, the Mishnah takes a bit of a detour over here, and it talks about some other halachas. Adnei Asada. The Adnei Asada was a very interesting thing. That's really all I can call it, because the opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that it has a halach of a person. Apparently, what this I'm sure you've heard about it at some point in your life. It's some type of creature which is attached to the ground. It has like a long trunk that grows out of its stomach and attaches it to the ground, and it is dramatically dangerous. No one can get close to this thing, because if anything or anyone gets close to this beast, it will be attacked immediately, and therefore, people can't get close to it. Now, the only way to kill this thing is by shooting an arrow, or I guess in modern day, a bullet, into its, whatever this trunk is that connects it to the ground, and then it dies. It lets out a huge scream and it dies. The Rav explains this at length. So ultimately, whatever this thing is, says the Mishnah, it's a chaya. It's an animal. It's an animal and it's a chaya animal. Rabbi Yossi says, since it looks like a person, it has all the features of a person, besides for the fact that it's kind of growing out of the ground, to an extent, it's kind of like a plant. He says it has the lach of a person, and it has the lachas of tumah like a person, whereas a tumah, a person who is inside an oil, under an oil, is matam everything inside the oil, and an animal is not. So Rabbi Yossi says, it has the lach of an adam, of a person, we don't pass him like that. Hakupad. A kupad is a porcupine. V'chudas hasanayim. I don't know what that is. It's something that grows inside a bush. Some type of bush animal. The Mishnah says it's a chaya. And the Mishnah continues, V'chudas hasanayim. Beis Yomer, Beis Shammai Yomer. Beis Yomer says that the opinion of Beis Shammai is metama kezayit b'masa chadash b'maga. He says that Allah has a lach of an animal. Again, differentiate between a sheretz and an animal. An animal is metamek kezayis b'masa if you lift it, and kadosh b'maga if you touch it, whereas the sheretz does not have those halachas. So he says that's the halach of an animal. You know, I don't think we pass like a base with regard to the last mission. The parak is sharbar, a wild ox. The Mishnah above is sharbar, a wild ox, min behema, is a min behema. It's like a regular behema. Rabbi Yossi Omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi says it's a chaya. So it's interesting. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have two oxen. Just one of them is a wild ox. The other one is more domesticated ox. Then there would be osur zebezer with each other because they're different meaning. Kelev, a dog, is a minchaya. The mayor says it's a behema. Maybe it depends. Maybe one of them had a pet dog, one of them didn't. Chazir, a pig, a min behema. It is a min behema. Aroid is a wild donkey. It's a minchaya. A pilba kaif, an elephant, and a monkey, min chaya, it's a min chaya. V'adam mutarim kula lim shaykh v'lachash lahanig. Mishnah ends off with a broad sweeping halacha, is that although the halachas are, you can't mix different species when it comes to plowing or doing work, a person can do work alongside any animal that he wants. Obviously, this is only talking about the issue of klai behema of leisachra sharva chamar yachtav, that comes to exclude a person, but of course, Revi'ah is a Mephorosh Apostle in the Torah, which is an Issa Midai Raisa. But when it says Adam Mutavim Kula, means that with regards to the halacha of Leisachash B'Sharba Chamar Yachtav, that's to the exclusion of a person. A person can work alongside any one of his animals. That concludes the 8th parak, Maseches Kalayim. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, with the 9th parak. Have a great day, Agur Chaydesh.